With the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar, I'm Adam Smith from Lexington, and I'm talking with Jonathan Holodick from Craig, Nebraska. Jonathan, we had the unique opportunity today to go to the Uruguayan Parliament building and visit with Senator Jose Amarin. Just an outstanding piece of history, that building, and we learned so much about their government.
It was, Adam. It's something I know that I will remember. We take for granted the stable democracy that we're so fortunate to have. And I think the more time we spend in countries such as Uruguay, the more we realize how important that is.
Now, the Uruguay government has a president, two houses, the Senate and the Parliament. But what were some of the differences that you noticed or things that really stood out to you as we talked with Senator Amarin?
What struck me was the way they handled campaign finances. It's our understanding that the candidate, after the end of the election, is compensated by the government for the amount of votes that he or she receives. Another item that struck me is this is obviously a parliament, so it's built on coalition governments. There isn't just two parties. There are several parties that need to form a bloc and need to work together in order to get things done. And I think we might be able to look to our friends to the south to see if we can take some of those lessons back home.
Now, on the International Study Travel Seminar, we've had the opportunity to visit with government officials in Chile, in Argentina, and in Uruguay. Compare and contrast the countries a little bit, if you would.
Well, what really struck me is they're all facing the same challenge, or at least objective. Each country wants to modernize. Each country wants to become a bigger player in the world markets. And each country is looking right now at what policies are necessary to help them get there. And so I think to see that common thread across the board was very enlightening for me, I know, and I think for others within the group. What is different between them is the path they took to get there. We mentioned earlier that here in Uruguay, it wasn't too long ago when there was a dictatorship and a military coup. And we know that in Argentina, they're dealing with their own form of corruption with the previous administration. And so there's been some bumps along the way, but I think each of these countries have a common objective in mind, and I think they're on the right path.
One of those common objectives was an improvement of the infrastructure.
That's absolutely correct. I think everywhere we look, we realize how fortunate we are to have the routes and the rail and the means necessary to get what we grow and what we produce to market. They just frankly don't have that in some of these countries. And you look at the rolling hills, you look at the fertile farmland, and you see so much potential for growth, especially in the rural areas of these communities. But until they can really get what they produce and get that to market, it's hard to see how they're going to be able to succeed.
All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Adam.
And we are getting set to head for home tomorrow. Everyone anxious to get back to see friends and family once again. And we look forward to bringing you some more reports as we make our way back. From Montevideo, Uruguay, for the Nebraska LEAD program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.